Have a seat right over there, please. I'm Sergeant Taggart, and this is my partner, Detective Rosewood. Why didn't you identify yourself as a police officer when you were arrested? We have six witnesses that say you broke in and started tearing up the place, then jumped out the window. We're more likely to believe an important local businessman than a foul-mouthed jerk from out of town. You watch your mouth.
Daddy?
Hey, don't push me.
Fuck!
Yes, sir. Sir, I apologize for striking you. I have no excuse. The hell is that?
It's late.
Because I let you drive. Forget it. I'm not eating that. Take it back.
Sir?
There's the Mercedes. We get rid of that stuff? What the hell are you doing? Well, he distracted us. Lee, he gets the point. A late supper. Very funny. Come on, Billy. Let's go.
He didn't come back yet.
Well, what do we do now?
We wait. Why are you telling me this? What makes you think I have any interest in that at all? You're a cocky son of a bitch, aren't you?
Look, man, if you're still mad about the banana thing, I'm sorry, all right? I just need a little time to myself. I just wish I would have saw the expression on your face when the car conked that.
Yeah, very funny. Lieutenant Doctor's 2 days' pay. He meant it as a joke, Billy, like the bananas.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a fellow police officer. I know what it's like to be in a stakeout. When I send that food down to you guys, that was from the heart.
Bullshit.
Why are we always arguing, man? Look, all three of us are cops. We should be working together. We all had a very rough day today. What do you say we all go get something to drink and make up and be friends, huh?
Forget it.
Okay, fuck it then. I'm gonna go get something to drink, though, all right? You guys can try to follow me if you want to do that. But I lost y'all once today, which means I can do this shit again. So why don't you say, you know, we just go get something to drink together? Let's be friends.
We don't drink on duty.
Okay. Two club sodas. Billy!
What do you think?
Coffee grounds.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah?
Well, it's June. Don't you think it's kind of hot for a long black leather coat?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Just sit tight, Billy. Please, move and I'll kill you.
Sorry for the disturbance, folks. Everything's under control.
Yeah!
No, sir.
Would someone like to tell me what really happened?
Well, Foley invited us to this bar. We accepted.
We ordered club sodas, sir.
Right. And while we were there, Foley observed the two suspects casing the establishment. And before we knew what was going on, he'd already disarmed one of them. Detective Foley deserves all the credit for the arrest, sir.
You said something about that before. What does that mean?
Drugs.
Yes, sir.
Lower your voice, for Christ's sake.
What, can a guy hear me through the wall?
Yes, you can.
Billy, what the hell is going on?
I'm sorry, Sarge. I can't talk now.
What do you mean you can't talk now?
Shit. What's the matter?
It's Billy. He's doing something dumb again, but I don't know what. Was he calling from the hotel? What?
Yeah. Foley was up there looking over Maitland's house.
Do you have the address of that warehouse?
Yes, sir.
Here. You two check that place out, then find me and let me know what the hell is going on over there. And don't talk to anybody but me. Hold it right there, Foley. You're under arrest. Billy, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, let's go in there and get her.
The fuck do you think I'm trying to do here?
You're not doing anything. We'll handle this. We'll have a search warrant here in 20 minutes.
She could be dead in 20 minutes.
Stop working on that lock. You're coming with us. Billy.
Really, Sarge? You can do what you want, but I'm going in with Axel.
God damn it, Billy. This is really serious trouble. If you're lucky, you'll just get fired.
Got it.
It's my last warning, Foley.
Billy!
I'm sorry, Sarge. I've got to.
Shit. Wait a minute.